Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, we come to you with thanks and praise for the good things that you have done for us and for even allowing us another chance to come before you in prayer. Heavenly Father, you know our petitions before we call. You know all about us, oh Lord. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand, that you will touch us with your finger of love, that you will move by your spirit, that you will send down an anointing, that you will bless this broadcast on today. Oh, my God, we want you to send thy word, oh, Lord. Let it reach some soul, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, and we know you got the power. We're depending on you today, Lord. No other help we know, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we turn to you, Lord. You are a very present help in trouble. You said we can call unto you, and you would answer. We take you at your word, and we believe you today, Lord. Oh, my God, send thy word, Lord. Jesus, touch some soul. Give somebody a change of heart, change of mind, Lord. Oh, deliver, Lord. Save to the uttermost, Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, Lord. Wash in your blood, Lord. Make everyone whole. We know you can do it, Lord. We depend on you, Lord. We know your word is true. And we know that with you all things are possible. You can do everything, Lord. Oh, my God, we are waiting on you, Lord. Trusting in you, Lord. Oh, Lord, help today, Lord. Send thine anointing, oh, Lord.
We
know thy presence, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, help us to go forth in you and project your word, Lord, that some soul might be saved. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch, heal, save, forgive, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for everyone that is on this broadcast. We pray that you continue to have your way. Let your will be done, and we'll give our name to praise, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for this opportunity to come before you once again. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the line today on the broadcast. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and the pastor at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who led the opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
And she's from our Mother Church Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. We also have Sister Cheryl Edmond on the broadcast today, and she's going to read our opening scripture, and she's going to favor us with a song and testify. She can read our open scripture, testify, and sing in whatever order she feels is being led by God. So, Sister Cheryl, we're going to turn the broadcast over to your hands.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I will be reading from the 47th number of Psalms. That's the 47th number of Psalms. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of the holiness, of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of God, of Abraham. For the shield of the earth belongs unto God. He is greatly exalted. Thank God for the reading of the 47th number of Psalms in the entirety. And I would like to give a brief testimony. I'm just thanking the Lord for another opportunity to praise and worship him. I thank God for one day coming to my life. He gave me a mind to want to be saved. He came in and he converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to bless you with this little portion of a song.
Mm-hmm.
I promised the Lord that I would hold out, hold out, hold out. I promised the Lord that I would hold out, lead me to Galilee. I promised the Lord that I would hold out, hold out, hold out. I promised the Lord that I would hold out, lead me to Galilee. I promised the Lord that I would live right, live right,
yeah,
live right. I promised the Lord that I would live right, lead me to Galilee. I promised the Lord that I would pray right, pray right, pray right. The Lord that I would pray right, lead me to Galilee. I promised the Lord that I would hold out, hold out, hold out. I promised the Lord that I would hold out, lead me to Galilee.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful song. Julie, did you promise the Lord that you will hold out? Amen.
Yes.
Thank God for that opening scripture. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond to have words and to introduce our speaker. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
I promise the Lord that
yes.
I will hold out. Oh, my God.
Thank
I
you.
I will bow unto the Lord. I don't know about you, but I've made a vow, and I intend to keep my vow
that
I made unto the Lord. We got to keep what God has given us. We have to keep our vow. The Bible said, pay thy vow. Hallelujah.
Man,
and in the time
Jesus.
Of trouble, when trouble
yes,
comes,
Lord.
Glory to God, you can call on the Lord, and
Hallelujah.
He will answer. Glory to God. Thank God for that beautiful selection and that testimony that came through his name, Miss Cheryl. The Lord has done a great work in her life, and I'm glad about it. Glory to God. Just thank God for this opportunity. We have a wonderful speaker on today. Praise the Lord. Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Holy Temple Church of God in Baltimore, Maryland. She's going to bring us the word on today. So let us pray together, pray for her, that the Lord will have his way. God bless you. Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is worthy to be praised. I give honor to God. I give honor to all whom honor is due. The Lord is good. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for all of you who are listening. Praise
thank
the Lord.
You.
God has done great and mighty things, and he is worthy to be praised. So we ought to sing praises to the Lord. We ought to lift him up and give him the glory and honor that is due to his name. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I'm excited about what the Lord has done. God is moving in a mighty way, and I'm rejoicing, and I'm praising God for all that he's doing. Praise be to God. It's a blessing indeed to be here in the name of the Lord. It could have been another way around, but by the grace of God, we are still here. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. I thank God for giving me another chance. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm just happy down in my soul. I thank God for all things. Not for long in the time, but we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. But before we go to the Scriptures, I'd like to have a brief word of prayer. If you will bring your mind in, if you will turn your heart toward the Lord, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we call upon you right now, asking you, Lord, to speak to us, to minister to every one of us, the things that we stand in need of. For those who need healing, Lord God, touch, heal their bodies right now. Those who need encouragement, encourage them, Lord. Those who are cast down, Lord God, pick them up. in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, whatever the need is, let your word come and minister to every one of our needs. We believe you right now, oh, God, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. On this afternoon, I would like to go to the Word of God and ask that you will pray along with me while the Word of God is coming forth. And the scriptures I would like to impart on this afternoon include St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 2, and verses 14 through 21. But I'd also like to start, well, that's where I'll start, but the next passage I would like to go to would be St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 2, and verses 35 through 38, if it be the Lord's will. Amen. Praise the Lord. And on this afternoon, the title I would like to use would be Laboring in the Vineyard of God. Laboring in the Vineyard of God. And the theme to focus on during this message would be, Lord, what will you have me to do? Glory to God. And St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 1 and 2, and then 14 through 21, starting with verse 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Skipping down to verse 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Amen. The Lord God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. And I'd like to just focus on the things that the Lord wants us to know. And before I do that, I'd like to read the second passage of scripture in Matthew 9, verses 1 and 2 and 35 through 38. Verse 1 reads, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad . Amen. Praise the Lord. Looks like I had a connection, but I believe we are back connected to the show.
Amen.
Glory to God. I don't know where I got lost or left off, but I would like to read the scriptures, or rather let you know what scriptures I'm talking from.
Yes.
The fourth chapter, verses 1 and 2, also 14 through 21. St. Matthew, 9th chapter, verses 1 and 2, and also 35 through 38. Amen. Praise the Lord. And starting in St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 1 and 2, where Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, had returned from Jordan after being baptized. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God came on him and just lit down on him in the form of a dove. And
Amen.
This was a sign that God had given to John the Baptist to let him know that Jesus was the one that he was forerunning for. He was coming to the people to prepare the way of the Lord. Glory to God.
Yes.
So John, he saw this, and this was confirmation from God that this indeed was the Messiah. Jesus had come, and he was baptized by John. Oh, hallelujah. And then Jesus, when he got baptized, he was making preparation to begin his ministry. He was about 30 years old at the time. And after the baptism, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
Amen.
40 days, he was tempted of the devil. Glory be to God. But during that time, he was fasting and preparing to labor for God, hallelujah, to do the work that God had assigned to him. He came to save the souls of men. Glory to God. So Jesus, he didn't eat anything during the 40 days. And when the 40 days were ended, Jesus was hungry. And of course, the tempter was there, and he was trying to get Jesus to sin against God. He was tempting Jesus in every way he could. But Jesus, hallelujah, he gained strength through his 40 days and 40 nights fast, denying himself and receiving power from God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So the 14th verse says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about.
Amen.
And he taught in their synagogue, glory to God, being glorified of all. So Jesus, he began to teach as usual when he was coming to the synagogue. Amen. He came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. Hallelujah. And following the customs, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read. Glory to God. So Jesus, he was given the book to read from. Amen.
Yes.
And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. and the eyes of all in the synagogue, they were all fastened on Jesus. Hallelujah. And he began to let them know that that day, he said, this day in your ears.
Yes.
So God brought that prophecy to pass. The prophecy that Isaiah, the prophet, had prophesied. Glory to God. Jesus received the word and he read those scriptures and he let them know this scripture is being fulfilled right now. Oh,
Lord.
Hallelujah. And in St. Matthew, Jesus, he entered into a ship and he passed over and came into his own city. Praise be to God. And in this time when he came to his own city, it says, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer.
Good cheer.
Thy sins be forgiven thee. And
yes,
he had the power to forgive sins. He had the power to heal the sick. Hallelujah. He had the power to raise the dead. Glory to God. He gave encouragement after forgiving the sins. Hallelujah. He just told him to be of good cheer.
Yes.
Thy sins be forgiven thee. The
yes.
Lord, he began to encourage the man who was sick.
Yes.
So we are living in times where we need support and encouragement. Praise the
yes,
Lord.
Yes, we do.
We're going through so many things and we're being tried on every side. Our faith is also being tried. We're being tempted by the devil. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You notice it's not recorded of all the time when Satan tempted Jesus. So
amen.
If he tempted Jesus, he surely is going to tempt us.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But God has given us power to overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. And this that I'm talking about today is about laboring in the vineyard of God and
all
how
right.
Jesus set a beautiful example of how we are to labor in his vineyard. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, he went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. This
Amen.
Was his ministry. This
Amen.
Is what he did. He went about
right.
teaching, hallelujah, preaching,
yes.
healing, glory
yes.
to God, encouraging
yes.
people, uplifting.
Amen.
Casting out evil spirits, casting
yes.
out devils. This
mm-hmm.
is what Jesus did as part of his ministry.
That's right.
And the 36th verse is, but when he saw the multitudes, oh, glory be to my God, Jesus had
yes.
so much love and so much compassion that when he saw the multitudes, moved with compassion on them. Why?
Yes.
Because they fainted, my God.
Yes.
And they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And Jesus, he was so concerned about their souls. And we have to be that concerned about the souls of men.
Yes.
The ministry of the Lord Jesus is a ministry of reconciliation.
Yes.
And this is a great ministry. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus, after seeing the multitude and having compassion on them, he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
Yes.
So he gave them this command, saying, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Oh, glory be to God. So we have to get together and we have to pray to the Lord of the harvest that
yes.
he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
All
because
right.
the souls, they are ready. They are waiting
yes.
for someone to come and to minister to them. They're
Amen.
Waiting for someone to preach the acceptable year of the Lord to them. Amen.
Yes.
They're waiting, hallelujah, for their soul to be delivered, to be
yes.
saved. Oh, glory to God. And we have to pray the Lord of the harvest, asking him labors into his harvest. Praise the Lord. This is particularly important for the believers, the disciples of Jesus Christ, for the true believers in the Lord Jesus. The things
yes.
that the Lord wants us to do, we have
yes.
to go before him and yield ourselves. We have to present ourselves before him and ask him, Lord, what will
what?
You have me to do? Hallelujah.
Because
we don't
Lord.
Always know what we're supposed to do, but we can inquire of the Lord. We can ask him, and he will let us know what he wants us to do. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
And I know that this ministry that the Lord has given us, it requires labor. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It requires
Amen.
Work. Amen. Praise the Lord, because we are trying to reach as many souls as we can to let them know that Jesus came to the world and he died for their souls. He died to forgive their sins. He died that they might not be lost. Hallelujah. He died so that they won't endure eternal damnation.
Amen.
Glory be to God, but that they might have eternal life. Oh,
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, everywhere he went, he was always healing. He was always casting
Amen.
Out devils. Amen. It didn't matter what the disease was. This man who had the palsy, he was paralyzed. He was sick of a palsy and could not walk, couldn't
Amen.
Do anything for himself. But somebody carried him lying on a bed. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes,
they brought
Lord.
Him to Jesus. Oh,
yes,
yes, Lord. And Jesus didn't turn anyone away.
No,
oh, hallelujah. But he made them whole, completely whole.
Amen.
And when this man received his healing, when he was made whole right there on the spot, glory to God, he walked away. Nobody had to carry him away. These
right.
are the miracles that our God is still performing even this day.
Amen.
He hasn't lost any power, but he's still working miracles.
Amen.
But have you sought the Lord and asked him, what does he want you to do? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Have you inquired of the Lord, saying, Lord, what will you have me to do? Oh, hallelujah. You ought to be willing to labor in the vineyard of God.
Yes.
You ought to be willing
yes.
to do whatever God asks of you. Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
He's done so much for us, we can never pay him for what he's done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we owe him everything. We owe him our lives. Everything belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you ought to be a willing worker in the vineyard of God. And have you been praying the Lord of the harvest, asking him to send forth laborers in his vineyard.
Yes.
This is something we ought to do if we haven't been doing it.
Amen.
We need to pray earnestly, asking God to send forth laborers, because the multitudes are large. Amen. It's so many of them that we need more laborers, laboring in the vineyard of God, preaching the gospel. Amen. Doing the work that the Lord did. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We need more. And perhaps there's someone who's wondering why all of a sudden they have a mind to labor in the vineyard of God. I believe somebody's been praying that the Lord would send forth laborers.
Yes.
And God has pricked your heart and worked on your mind to the point where you're ready to labor in the vineyard of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Might be wondering what's going on. Somebody is somewhere praying for you.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. And God is hearing and answering that prayer.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He's tugging on your heart because somebody's praying for you. Somebody is denying themselves, fasting and praying. Hallelujah. And God is looking down on it. God is having mercy. God is having compassion on you. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is hearing the prayers of his people.
Amen.
Because someone is laboring diligently in the vineyard of God. And we know how we say sometimes, don't leave everything on just the faithful few. Praise God. So the faithful few are the ones who are praying and asking God to send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, the harvest, it brings forth every year, and we need someone to go out and harvest the vines and everything that brings forth needs to be harvested. Else, it'll just lay waste.
Amen.
It'll just, like Jesus described, the people fainted and they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
Amen.
Jesus didn't want to see the people like that.
Amen.
He wanted someone responsible enough and concerned enough about the souls of men that they would labor diligently.
Yes.
Whatever God gives you to do, hallelujah, if you have to shepherd people for a while, then do that.
Yes.
If you have to pray with them, do that.
Yes.
Whatever God has laid on your heart to do, just don't stand by and see people faint. Don't stand by and see them scattered abroad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But do everything you can to minister to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do like Jesus did. You see, he didn't come to the earth to stay very long. So it wasn't his place to stay there and to shepherd these multitudes. This is why he turned to his disciples and told them to pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his vineyard. Amen. Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't come to stay. And if he had stayed, it would not be good for us. Oh, glory.
Amen.
But he had to go back to his Father.
Yes.
And when he went back, he sent us another comforter. As
yes.
he promised, this comforter would be in us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
and
you,
would lead us into all truth. Would remind us of everything that Jesus had told us, and every commandment of the Lord. The Holy Ghost has come that we would have power to live right, power Amen. To labor in the vineyard of God.
Yes.
Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And
Amen.
Before we can do anything for God, we must be prepared.
Yes.
So the Lord will prepare us for this labor. Amen.
Amen.
He will get us ready for it.
Amen.
Because we don't know what all we're going to face. We don't know what's involved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God, he sees way down into our future. And he knows what we're going to run into. Amen.
Yes.
What we're going to be confronted with, glory to God, what our trials are going to be. He looks down into our future, amen, and he sees all of these things, and he prepares us that we might be ready when the time comes.
Yes.
Because while we're laboring, discouragement is coming.
Yes.
While we're laboring, sickness may come upon us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Afflictions, all kinds of things start happening while we're doing this work for the Lord.
Yes.
But Jesus, he encourages us. He has given us encouragement. Amen.
Yes.
And we ought to encourage one another.
Amen.
Go and labor in the vineyard of God. Amen.
Yes.
Don't forget to ask the Lord, saying, Lord, what will you have me to do? Lord, what will you have me to do?
Yes, Lord.
And say it until you really, really mean it from
yes,
your
Lord.
Heart. Because mm-hmm. anybody can say, Lord, what will you have me to do? And
That's
have
it.
No intentions of doing anything like that.
Amen.
Glory to God. But say it until it comes from your heart. Oh,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah.
Yes.
Until you
Amen.
Really mean it. You want to know what the Lord has for you to do, and you mm-hmm. want to do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Believe me, the Lord will help you. Oh, glory
yes,
to God.
Yes, he will.
When others rise up against you and turn their backs on you, the Lord will help you. He'll
Amen.
Be right there for you. Glory to God. When those evil spirits rise up and try to stop you,
yes.
the Lord will come and overthrow the evil spirits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll destroy the works of darkness. Thank you, Lord, because
Ooh.
There is a spiritual warfare going on.
Mm-hmm.
That enemy that was tempting Jesus during his fast, he stayed right there the whole time trying to get Jesus to yield to the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
The whole entire time he stayed there.
Yes, he did.
But when Jesus put him in his place,
right.
let him know that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Amen.
You know the tempter, he had to back down and he went away and left him for a season.
Yes.
So that meant he came back.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So he doesn't let up. He is relentless. He is always trying to stop the people of God. He's
Amen.
Always trying to stop anyone who has a mind to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Anyone who makes up their mind that they're going to forsake the world, that they're going to their life to Jesus and live for him.
Amen.
The tempter will come and try to discourage you. He'll bring up all kinds of things to stop you.
Yes, he will.
But I want to encourage you, don't let him stop you.
Amen.
Don't let him interfere with your pursuit of deliverance, with your
yes.
pursuit of salvation, hallelujah, with your pursuit of doing the work of God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let the tempter make you yield, but you stand strong.
Mm-hmm.
You be of good courage. Cheer.
Yes.
Knowing that the Lord, he will be with you.
Amen.
The Lord will be there to uphold you, to see you through. Glory to God. Don't worry about friends who don't want to go with the Lord.
Amen.
Don't worry about them.
Amen.
You pray
Amen.
For them. Amen. If they don't have a mind to serve the Lord, then separate yourself from them.
Yes.
You have a mind to serve the Lord and to do God's will. Separate yourself from others who do not. Glory
Amen.
To God. Because if you don't, they will influence you and cause you to no longer go after the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But you ought to cry out to the Lord, asking him, what will you have me to do?
Mm-hmm.
There's enough labor
mm-hmm.
for everyone.
Yes.
There's enough to be done that everyone can take part. Glory
yes.
to God. And I want to encourage you today, if you've been seeking the Lord and desiring your deliverance, don't but seek
yes.
him more. Just believe him. Go after him. And think about the love and the compassion that he has for you.
Yes.
And he wants you to be one of his laborers. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. He wants you to belong to him, to be
yes.
his child. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
You're special to him. You're precious to him.
Thank you, Jesus.
All you have to do is just surrender and present yourself to the Lord.
Amen.
Ask God to have his way in your life, to let him do what he wants to do with your life.
Yes.
Glory to God. Give up everything and everybody standing in your way. Hallelujah. And just let go and let God take control. Let God have his way. Praise the Lord. You might say, well, I've been praying and trying to get close to God, and I'm trying to be saved. It just seems like I'm not coming through. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to know that that is a hindrance that the
yeah.
enemy has set up to stop you from getting through. You must be that much more determined
Amen.
Not to give up.
Amen.
And that you are going to keep on praying, hallelujah, until you come through, until you get your breakthrough.
Yes.
Going to keep on praying until you hear from God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't give up. But keep on praying and know this, that someone else is praying for you too.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else is praying for your deliverance, praying
yes.
that the Lord will save you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praying
Thank you,
that God will heal you from your infirmity, that God will help you to do what he called you to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody somewhere is praying. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
So those who are praying, keep on praying because God is moving. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord. God is working. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah. So let's continue on. Thank
Amen.
God for his precious word. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Jesus gave us such a great example of what it means
yes.
to labor in his vineyard.
Amen.
Amen. And all the things that Jesus did, he said that we would do these works and greater works than these.
Amen.
Because we're here longer than he was here.
Amen.
And we can do a whole lot more than what he did while he was on the earth during his 3-year ministry. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we can get a lot more done. And
Amen.
So let's get together and let's pray that God will send more laborers so that we can continue on laboring in the vineyard of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, those of you who desire prayer, who have a special petition before the Lord, we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together.
Yes.
Amen. Because of a truth, God is listening to our prayers. Amen. And he's hearing us. And it's evident. He's showing us that he's hearing us.
Yes.
Because he's giving us the evidence that our prayers are heard. Amen. So let us come together right now. Let us turn our hearts and our minds toward God. And whatever you need God to do for you, I believe God will do it right now. Hallelujah. If you can only believe it,
yes.
If you can only have a little bit of faith enough to believe that what you're asking God to do in this prayer, he will do it. Well,
yes,
thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let us pray and let us believe God, praying the prayer of faith. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we humble ourselves before you, asking you for mercy and for grace. Oh, Lord God, we call on you, oh Lord Jesus, to bow down your ear and to hear our cry. We come together in prayer, agreeing on the same things and asking in faith that you will look down on that one that's asking to be forgiven and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, forgive their sins right now and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of
Jesus.
Oh, Heavenly Father, look on that one who's carrying a sickness or an affliction in their body.
Right now,
I ask you, Lord Jesus, in faith, that you will lay your hand upon them, that you will touch and heal them and make them whole right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my Heavenly Father, look on that one right now who's inquiring of you, asking, what will you have me to do, Lord? I pray right now, God, that you will reveal to them what your will is for their lives and what it is you want them to do and how to go about doing it in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray for those who are incarcerated.
Yes,
ask you to make your holy visitation.
Yes,
visit them right now, God, and let them know that you are the true and the living God, and that you are there for their deliverance in the name of Jesus, that you are there for their salvation. Oh, blessed Savior, we know you're able to do all things. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, oh God, on those who are on death row. Oh, God, I know you're able to save them, Lord Jesus. Give them a chance to repent of their sins, a chance to turn their lives over to you, Lord, a chance to do what you want them to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord. We are acting in faith today, asking you, Lord, to remember those who are without food or shelter, God, those who are struggling, who have lost their jobs, Lord, who have lost all resources, Lord Jesus. Oh, no,
Lord.
You provide for them, Lord
provide
Jesus.
Them, Lord
if
Jesus.
You touch somebody's heart to be a blessing to them, Lord.
You can do it,
however you choose to do it, Lord Jesus, we ask that you provide everything
provide,
that they
Lord.
Need, God, to help them to sustain life. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you to remember those who are battling with COVID. Oh, God,
yes.
Asking that you will heal and
heal.
That you will give them a shield of offense against that deadly. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of
have mercy right now, Lord. Have mercy.
Have mercy.
In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
my Lord, make them whole right now, God. Raise them up.
Yes,
give them a testimony that they may tell of your goodness. Remember everyone who's bereaved of their loved ones. Lord, we pray for comfort and for
yes,
consolation.
Lord.
Lord, be close to those families. Lord God, wrap your arms all around them and let your holy angels be encamped about them. In,
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
in the name of
any
Jesus.
Family members who are not saved, Lord,
yes.
We pray that you will save them.
Save them.
Give them a mind to be saved in
mm-hmm.
the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, remember the youth today, asking that you will preserve their lives and set them apart for your own use. Don't let the enemy destroy their lives. Don't let the enemy take their minds away from you, Lord.
Yes.
But let them keep their minds focused, oh, God, and preserve their lives. That
yes,
you
Lord.
Use them. Have mercy,
yes,
Lord. Jesus.
Have mercy,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We believe you. And we are taking you at your word. We believe we have the petitions asked in this prayer, both spoken and unspoken. Because, Lord, you know every need and every prayer request. We ask, God, that you will grant it right now and
yes,
let it
Lord.
Be done according to your holy will. We believe it and we count it done and we thank you for it, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the saving of souls. Lord, and we thank you for the laborers that you are sending into your harvest. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Pray that you will send more laborers into the vineyard. We believe it, and we thank you for it. We ask it all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise to God. Truly, we thank God for prayer. Amen.
Yes.
I know that prayer works. Glory
Amen.
To God. Prayer works
Amen.
Every time. Amen.
Yes.
I love to pray. And I thank God for his word, praying that you gain something from the word of God that can help you along the way. Amen. And at this
Amen.
Time, we're going to have remarks by Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Praise the Lord. We are so thankful for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Amin. I tell you, this is the time to get up and be about your Father's business. It's almost midnight, and it's time for us to go to work. It's time
Amen.
For us to find out what it is that the Lord wants us to do. If you don't know, you can pray, and the Lord will reveal himself to you, and he will let you know what he wants you to do. And if you're not saved and you want to be saved, the Lord has opened the door for you.
Yes.
Through this ministry and through the word of God and through prayer, the Lord has made a way that you can be saved. The teaching and the preaching and the understanding that is being projected, God knows anybody that want to be saved can be saved if they hear the word of God, The Bible said, "Hear, O Israel, and your soul shall live." So if you hear, you can live. And I just thank God for that powerful message coming through Evangelist Amin. She preached out her soul beautiful. That's a very beautiful topic that she brought forth. And it reminds me of when the Lord called me into the ministry. That is the scripture that he gave me. And he said in St. Luke 4:18, in other words, the Lord, he called us to bring forth the word of God. And I'm just thankful because Jesus manifested. It was manifested through Jesus on that day when he stood up and read the scriptures. He was able from that time forward to go forth and preach the word of God, to heal, to save, and deliver, and forgive sins. So we are thankful for the word of God on today. It should be encouraging to every listener. So I want to encourage Evangelist Amin to continue. Just keep on hammering on the wall, letting the Lord have his way, preaching and praying that his will may be done in you. And I'm praying for you. And all of our radio listeners, we are praying for you also. We turn this part of the service back into the hands or over to Evangelist Khadija. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Amin, talking about laboring in the vineyard of the Lord and asking that question, Lord, what would you have me to do? And she brought out the importance of inquiring of the Lord to find out what God wants us to do. And like she said, we ought to be willing to work in the Lord's vineyard. I mean, not like we can really repay him for everything he's done, but we still ought to do all that our hands find to do. And she brought out a lot, even bringing out how Jesus, he wasn't going to be physically there as the people's shepherd, which is why he charged his disciples to feed his sheep and to feed his land. He charged them to do that because he wasn't physically going to be there as that shepherd. And that's why we have to pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into his harvest. And I just thank God for the prayer also that she began to pray. Thank God for Sister Cheryl being here with us tonight. Mm-hmm. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on our show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school. And added to the prayer list, we have Rita Turlington. We want to continue to pray for Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, and that the Lord will bring him back. That's Pastor Marshall's brother, Arnold Bird, Geraldine Taylor, Marisa Setti, Sarah Ann Maddox, the bereaved Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Tanisha and the Ala family, Bertha Panada, Frank Perino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Sam Anderson, Finn Children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Elder Jerry Paldo and family, Mr. Wade, Celeste Hall, Sister Lisa Johnson. I may have missed some names, but we want to continue to pray for the bereaved families, those who are stricken with COVID, and all those who have requested prayer in any name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support any other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the rest of this week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. Again, that is 602-580-9377. 9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line, Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. Again, 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Happy birthday, Pastor Robert. Minister Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Again, that's 339-209-6891. And we are actually in our, Christian Temple is actually in its 46th annual Sunday School Convention, which is being hosted by Grace Temple, where you can hear the Word of God every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. The phone number is 720-740-9840. Again, that's 720-740-9840. And we're going to be on teleconference service tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Again, that number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And this is our climax service, which means it will be the end of this great meeting. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148. Again, that's P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Thank you so much for your tolerance and the patience. I actually have no more announcements at this time. We're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We just truly thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. Thank God for each and every one of you and for our listeners. Praise the Lord. We love you and we thank God for you. For Sister Cheryl Edmond being on the line.
Amen. Amen.
So willingly to participate, amen, and to do something for the Lord. So we
yes.
thank God for her. Also, I do thank God once again for my co-host, Evangelist May, and
yes.
also for my daughter hosting the show, Evangelist Khadija.
Absolutely.
Thank God for you all. Amen.
Praise
You've been a great blessing to me and helping me
Definitely.
In my ministry. And I do thank God for you. Praise
mm-hmm.
the Lord.
God.
Thank God for how he continues to bless. Amen. And I'm looking forward to doing more for the Lord. Praise
yes.
God. It's not time
Amen.
To back up or slow down.
Amen.
Or do any of that. But it's time to just go on and do all that we can do for the Lord. If you
Amen.
Take a notice, Jesus began to say in St. John 9:4, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me
oh,
while man. It is day.
Yes.
The night cometh when no man can work. In
Amen.
Other words, when your last breath, when your night comes, when you're
oh,
no
man.
Longer on the earth or alive, you can't get this work done. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
So while you are alive right now, while you're in your day of your life, work the works of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Labor in the vineyard of God. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God because I began to think about some things. I'm not trying to start all over. Amen. Praise God. I know sometimes people preach again. They want to preach again. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I began to think about sometimes, you know, we don't know what God is doing through our ministry or even through our lives.
Yes.
We don't know the impact that what we are doing has on someone else. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we ought to do whatever we do to the glory and honor of God.
Amen.
Because we don't always know what God is doing, but if we do what we do to the glory of God, God will be glorified. And
yes,
we may never know how we have been a blessing to someone. We may never know.
Amen.
Amen. But as long as it's done to the glory and honor of God, and God is being glorified, that's
mm-hmm.
all that matters.
Amen.
Amen. Praise Amen. The Lord. Praise God. So I just want to encourage you all, every one of you, to take the word of God in and apply it to your own life. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you look around you, you can see that people are leaving here. A whole lot of people
yes.
in large numbers are constantly dying every day. They're dying unexpectedly.
Amen.
It's just so much death. And I'm sure that some people last year thought that they would be here for the year 2021 because they had plans to fulfill and they had their bucket list and they had these things that they
yes.
wanted to accomplish, but they're not here anymore. They
Amen.
Are gone. And so while you have a chance, encourage you to labor in the vineyard of God. Do what God has called you to do. And if you haven't surrendered to the Lord and given your life to Him, surrender now and give your life to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. I'm coming on in. Amen. And we do thank God for you and for your patience. You're not going to
yes.
weary you. But at this time, we're going to bring the broadcast to a close. And before we do that, I would like to ask Evangelist May if she has anything else she would like to share.
Yes, St. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to
yes,
preach
Lord.
The gospel.
All right.
That's
thank you, Jesus.
Descriptive. And I thank God for it.
Amen.
That's part of your message.
Praise God. Thank God for that scripture.
Amen.
Bear it in mind. Amen. So at this time, tuning in with us again on Friday at 7 p.m. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Have a blessed day.